As you lift your beautiful head, think of something, somewhere, or someone you love, and say thank you. Thanks for being in my life. I appreciate you so, and it makes me happy to know I get to spend another day with you.
Hello, and welcome to Poet's Corner. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today I'll be reading from various poets, famous and not so famous, on the subject of gratitude. I'll begin with Sonnet, I Thank You, by Henry Timrod. I thank you, kind and best beloved friend, with the same thanks one murmurs to a sister, when for some gentle favor he hath kissed her. Less for the gifts than for the love you send. Less for the flowers than what the flowers convey. If I indeed divine their memory truly, and not unto myself ascribe unduly things which you neither meant nor wished to say. Oh, tell me, is the hope then all misplaced? Am I flattered by my own affection? But in your beauteous gift, methought I traced something above a short-lived predilection, and which for that I know no dearer name, I designate as love without love's flame. Accidents of Birth by William Meredith. Spared by a car or airplane crash or cured of malignancy, people look around with new eyes at a newly praiseworthy world, blinking eyes like these. For I've been brought back again from the fine silt, the mud where our atoms lie, for long naps. And I've also been pardoned miraculously for years by the lava of chance, which runs down the world's gullies, silting us back. Here I am, brought back, set up, not yet happened away. But it's not this random life only, throwing its sensual astonishments upside down on the bloody membranes behind my eyeballs. Not just me being here again, old kneader, looking for someone to knead, but you, up from the clay yourself, as luck would have it, and inching over the same little segment of earth, ball in the same little eon to meet in a room, alive in our skins, and the whole galaxy gaping there, and the centuries whining like gnats. You, to teach me to see it with you, and to offer somebody else, uncomprehending, impudent, thanks. Missed Time by Ha Jin. My notebook has remained blank for months, thanks to the light you shower around me. I have no use for my pen, which lies languorously without grief. Nothing is better than to live a storyless life that needs no writing for meaning. When I am gone, let others say they lost a happy man, though no one can tell how happy I was. Grateful to My Dear and Loving Husband by Anne Bradstreet. If ever two were one, then surely we. If ever man were loved by wife, then thee. If ever wife was happy in a man, compare with me, ye women, if you can. I prize thy love more than whole mines of gold, or all the riches that the East doth hold. My love is such that rivers cannot quench, nor aught but love from thee give recompense. Thy love is such I can no way repay. The heavens reward thee manifold, I pray. Then while we live, in love's let's so persevere that when we live no more, we may live ever. Mindfulness by Mary Oliver. Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of life. It is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these, the untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. Amen by Mary Tromer. When I forget that the whole world is holy, even the tiny dark bugs that slip through window screens and flock and stick to kitchen lights, even the charred black remains of forest, even the river as it floods bright red, even when my cheeks are tear-stained and my body tightens with fear, that is when a kind letter from a stranger arrives in the mail, or the garden rabbit will stand on his back legs to nibble on mint, or the meadow will blaze with the day's last slant of sunlight, and my heart opens so wide that inside the fear rises praise and thanks. Grateful Living by James Cruz. It's a shiver that climbs the trellis of the spine, each tingle a bright white morning glory, breaking into blossom beneath the skin. It can happen anywhere, anytime, even finding the sleeve of ice worn by a branch all morning, now fallen on a bed of snow. You can choose to pause, pick it up, hold the cold thing in your hand, or not. Few tell us that wonder and awe are decisions we make daily, hourly, minute by minute, in the tiny offices of the heart, tilting the head to look up at every tree turned into a chandelier by light striking ice in just the right way. Wherever You Are by Maya Stein. Wherever you are, be there. Take up space. Occupy the full dimension. Unfold the map of your body. Celebrate its topographical wonder, its unpredictable weather. Make a pool of your movements, then swim through the ripples, parting the room with your footsteps. Make no apology for the squeak of your soles. How your jacket swishes at your thighs, that the dust is making you sneeze. Consider it all a kind of orchestra. You tuning the keys, you lifting the horn of your whole self to the air. Let the notes of you blast out at a register and speed that won't leave you hungry or empty. Let anyone hear as they walk by with their shoulders up, pretending not to listen. Wherever you are, remember why you are here, to sing. The Thanksgiving Cactus by Nathan Spoon. Here in a chair in a cozy corner of this room, under the glow of a lamp, with the sun replaced by the moon hanging boldly in the sky, I pause to consider the small pink buds of a tooth cactus, and I pause to consider the moon as well, although it is too far away to touch. And in my pausing, I feel as if I am a wave on the ocean, or a seed pulsing in a warmer season now that the leaves have gone from most of the trees. Now that frost dusts the brittle grass most mornings. Now that weather keeps us more indoors, so that we are more able to be together, even more together, even during moments in a lamplight, like this one. Gratefulness by James Cruz. Gratitude passes through you like the clouds of mood, like rain turning to sleet, or gray skies breaking into blue. It is only gratefulness that stays, holding your trembling hand beneath the hospital sheet as you count each breath, or jumping up and down when you hear the good news. It is the faithful companion we have always been seeking, this feeling of gratitude that follows us everywhere we go, less like a shadow trailing the body, and more like a glimmer held in the heart that promises never to leave. The Most Important Thing by Julia Fehrenbacher. I am making a home inside myself, a shelter of kindness, where everything is forgiven, everything allowed. A quiet patch of sunlight to stretch out without hurry, where all that has been banished and buried is welcomed, spoken, listened to, released. A fiercely friendly place I can claim as my very own. I am throwing my arms open to the whole of myself, especially the fearful, fault-finding, falling apart, unfinished parts, knowing every seed and weed, every drop of rain has made the soil richer. I will light a candle, pour a hot cup of tea, gather around the warmth of my own blazing fire. I will howl if I want to, knowing this flame can burn through any perceived problem, any prescribed perfectionism, and lying limitation, every heavy thing. I am making a home inside myself, where grace blooms in grand and glorious abundance, a shelter of kindness that grows all the truest things. I whisper hallelujah to the friendly sky. Watch now as I burst into blossom. Be Thankful by an anonymous writer. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire, because if you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, even though that is hard to do, because those can become your blessings. Thanksgiving by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. We walk on starry fields of white and miss the daisies. For common blessings, we rarely offer praises. We sigh for some supreme delight to crown our lives with splendor and quite ignore our daily store of pleasures, sweet and tender. Our cares are bold and push their way upon our thought and feeling. They hang about us all the day, our time from pleasure stealing. So unobtrusive, many a small joy, we pass by and forget it. But worry strives to own our lives and conquers if we let it. There's not a day in all the year but holds some hidden pleasure. And looking back, joys oft appear to brim the past's wide measure. But blessings are like friends, I hold, who love and labor near us. We ought to raise our notes of praise while living hearts can hear us. For many a blessing wears the guise of worry or trouble. Far-seeing is the soul and wise who knows that mask is double. But he who has the faith and strength to thank his God for sorrow has found a joy without alloy to gladden every morrow. We ought to make the moment's notes of happy, glad thanksgiving, the hours and days a silent phrase of music we are living. And so the theme should swell and grow as weeks and months pass over us and rise sublime at this good time, a grand and grateful chorus. Freely receive and freely give. Repay each act of kindness, return each look of love, and not to others' goodness ungrateful let us prove. But like the little flower, in thanks for what is done, give sweetness for the shower and beauty for the sun. If we derive a pleasure from that which we receive, let us the selfsame measure to others freely give. Our joy will be the sweeter if we thus practice love. The world will be the better, and God our works approve. The Things Divine by Jean Brooks Burch. These are the things I hold divine, a trusting child's hand laid in mine. Rich brown earth and wind-tossed trees, the taste of grapes and the drone of bees, a rhythmic gallop, long June days, a rose-hedged lane and lover's lays, the welcome smile on neighbors' faces, cool wide hills and open places, breeze-blown fields of silver rye, the wild sweet note of the plover's cry. Fresh spring showers and scent of box, the soft pale tint of the garden flocks. Lilacs blooming, a drowsy noon, a flight of geese, and an autumn moon. Rolling meadows and storm-washed heights, a fountain murmur on summer nights, a dappled fawn in the forest hush, simple words and the song of a thrush. Rose-red dawns and a mate to share with comrade soul, my gypsy fair. A waiting fire when the twilight ends, a gallant heart and the voice of friends. Living by Edgar A. Guest. The miser thinks he's living when he's hoarding up his gold. The soldier calls it living when he's doing something bold. The sailor thinks it living to be tossed upon the sea. And upon this very subject, no two of us agree. But I hold the opinion, as I walk my way along, that living's made of laughter and good fellowship and song. I wouldn't call it living to be always seeking gold, to bank all the present gladness for the days when I'll be old. I wouldn't call it living to spend all my strength for fame and forgo the many pleasures which today are mine to claim. I wouldn't for the splendor of the world set out to roam and forsake my laughing children and the peace I know at home. Oh, the thing that I call living isn't gold or fame at all. It's fellowship and sunshine, and it's roses by the wall. It's evenings glad with music and a hearth fire that's ablaze, and all the joys that come to mortals in a thousand different ways. It is laughter and contentment and a struggle for a goal. It is everything that's needful in the shaping of a soul. Earth, Your Dancing Place by Mae Swinson. Beneath heaven's vault, remember always walking through halls of cloud, down aisles of sunlight, or through high hedges of the green rain. Walk in the world, high-heeled with swirl of cape, hand at the sword hilt of your pride. Keep a tall throat. Remain aghast at life. Enter each day as upon a stage lighted and waiting for your step. Crave upward as flame. Have keenness in the nostril. Give your thoughts to agony or rapture. Train your hands as birds to be brooding or nimble. Move your body as the horses sweeping on slender hooves over crag and prairie with fleeing manes and aloofness in their limbs. Take earth for your own large room, and the floor of the earth carpeted with sunlight and hung round with silver wind for your dancing place. Our Prayer of Thanks by Carl Sandburg. For the gladness here, where the sun is shining at evening on the weeds at the river, our prayer of thanks. For the laughter of children who tumble barefooted and bareheaded in the summer grass, our prayer of thanks. For the sunset and the stars, the women and the white arms that hold us, our prayer of thanks. God, the game is all your way, the secrets and the signals and the system. And so, for the break of the game and the first play and the last, our prayer of thanks. Gratitude by Lucy Maud Montgomery. I thank thee, friend, for the beautiful thought that in words well chosen thou gavest to me. Deep in the life of my soul, it has wrought with its own rare essence to ever imbue me, to gleam like a star over devious ways, to bloom like a flower on the dreariest days. Better such gift from thee to me than gold of the hills or pearls of the sea. For the luster of jewels and gold may depart, and they have in them no life of the giver. But this gracious gift from thy heart to my heart shall witness to me of thy love forever. Yea, it shall always abide with me as part of my immortality. For a beautiful thought is a thing divine. So I thank thee, O dear friend, for this gift of thine. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy.
The best way to end each day is with a grateful heart. As you lie down on your bed, as you rest your beautiful head, think of all the good things of each day and say thank you. Thank you for my family. Thank you that I get to be me. Now I'll go to sleep and wake up, and I know from the start I'm gonna greet the day with a grateful heart. I'm gonna greet the day with a grateful heart. I'm gonna greet the day with a grateful heart.
Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.